My name is Lydia Silver, and I have cancer. Ever since I've got cancer, it's been super hard on my family. They have spent a ton of money on trying to get me better, but I haven't got much better. I wish they wouldn't be under so much stress because of it, but soon I hope I will get better so they won't be so stressed. But right now, I'm a little bit more worried about people finding out that I have cancer, because I start my freshman year of high school soon, and I don't want people knowing. The first day of high school starts in 2 days. I've been waiting for this for such a long time, and I can't wait for it. But there is something I am scared of, and it's having people find out that I have cancer. I feel like if people find out that I have cancer, they will treat me differently, and I don't want to be treated differently. The only person that knows I have cancer in this school is my best friend, Bella. I'm glad to have her as a best friend because she's always there for me, and I can trust her with anything. Time to get up and ready for your first day of high school, my mom shouted. I twisted over and hit the light switch and yelled, I'm up. I hopped out of bed, opened the closet door, and grabbed my first day of school outfit. My favorite dark blue jeans and an off-the-shoulder shirt with flowers all over it. After I was done getting dressed, I went to the bathroom and grabbed the curling iron and plugged it into the wall. As I was waiting for the curling iron to heat up, I grabbed my purple toothbrush and brushed my teeth. Once I was done brushing my teeth, I grabbed the curling iron and began to curl my long, dark brown hair.
Are you almost ready down there? My dad shouted. I will be up in a minute, I reply. I finished putting the last curl in my hair, and then I set the curling iron down and unplugged it from the wall. I ran up the stairs, and then I walked into the kitchen. What's for breakfast this morning? I asked. Whatever you want, my mom replied. I'll have cinnamon rolls and some fruit, I say. As soon as I was done eating, I grabbed my black backpack and walked over to Bella's house. Are you ready for the first day of school? Bella shouted. Yes, I replied. Bella grabbed her blue and pink backpack, and as we raced down the stairs on our way to school, we began to talk about how we were going to make so many new friends this year and have so much fun. We also talked about my cancer and what I think will happen if people find out. As soon as we knew it, we were in the main entrance of the high school, and we looked over at each other and smiled. We shouted, "We are finally here!" Then we walked in and we grabbed our schedules out of our backpacks and looked at the top right corner to see what numbers our lockers were. Mine was 356A, and Bella's was 360A. Once I found my locker, I opened it and put my books in it, and hung up a picture of me playing lacrosse. Lacrosse is my favorite sport, and from my opinion, one of the best sports ever. I've played it ever since I was 7, and I'm super good at it. All of a sudden, I heard the first bell ring, so I grabbed my books and I walked into my first class. Throughout the day, it was really good, up until lunch. I heard someone talking about how someone in our school has cancer, and they think it might be Ella because she was crying, or how it might be Allie because she's been super quiet compared to last year. All of a sudden, I got the chills throughout my whole body, and my face turned bright red. I swear everyone noticed. I quickly sat down by Bella and whispered, "People are talking about how someone in our grade has cancer. This is a horrible start to the school year." It felt like the school day went by super slow after lunch because of people talking about how someone in our grade has cancer. Once the bell rang, I ran to my locker and then raced out of the school. As I was walking home from school, I thought to myself how lame I am for having other people think that Allie or Ella has cancer, but I'm sure that the rumors will stop soon and everyone else will forget about someone has cancer in her school, so I don't need to worry about it because they will probably all be gone in a week because something else tragic will happen and everyone will be freaking out about it. It's the middle of January and still the rumors are going around about the girl who has cancer, and now I'm part of those rumors. I feel like I should tell everyone the truth. I just don't want people to baby me and act like I'm anything less than I am. I go over to Bella and ask her, "Do you think that I should tell everyone that I'm the one who has cancer?" Bella says, "If you are ready for people to know that you are the one that has cancer, then go ahead. But if you are unsure about it, maybe wait and see what happens." I say, "I think that I need to tell the truth. I just don't know how." Once I got to my house, I unlocked the light brown wooden door. I got inside and I took my shoes off and threw them into the closet. After that, I went straight to the kitchen and opened the fridge, and I smelt cinnamon rolls right away from leftovers from breakfast this morning. The smell of the cinnamon rolls made me want one, so I grabbed one and put it on a plate and then set in the microwave for 30 seconds. Once it was done, I grabbed it out of the black microwave and sat down on my favorite blue chair. As I was eating, I realized that I am going to tell everyone that I am the one that has cancer. When the next person asks me something about it, I will say, "Yeah, I am the one that has cancer." But that doesn't mean that you need to treat me any different than what I am. I heard the door unlock, so I looked over it and I saw my mom standing in the hallway of the door. I walked over and gave her a hug, and she asked, "How was your day at school?" I replied, "It was fine, and I think I'm finally going to tell everyone that I'm the one that has cancer because I need to tell them eventually, or it will probably get worse." Her face expression looked like she was surprised that I'm finally going to tell everyone, but also kind of proud. She finally answered by saying it proudly, "I'm proud of you for being so brave and that you're going to tell them that you are the one that has cancer. It might not be easy, but it will be a huge relief to finally get that off your back." She gave me a hug after, and I told her, and a bunch of kisses. I felt like I was being attacked, and I didn't like it. I made a weird face after she did that, and she patted my back and replied, "I'm very proud of you." The next day, I got up early and got ready for school at a slow pace, because I got up early this morning. I slowly threw on a pair of black Nike joggers and a gray sweatshirt that is probably the most comfortable sweatshirt in the world. After I got dressed, I walked into the bathroom through the green hallway with pictures everywhere. Once I got to the bathroom, I grabbed my toothbrush and squirted toothpaste on it. After I was done brushing my teeth, I grabbed my hairbrush and a ponytail, and I threw my hair up in a pony. As soon as I was done getting ready, I went downstairs into the kitchen. My mom and dad were standing there in their robes, still drinking coffee. They both turned and replied in a soft voice, "You're up early." I answered, "Yeah, I felt like getting up a little earlier this morning." My dad replied, "What do you want for breakfast this morning?" I thought to myself that I kind of wanted toast, so I answered my dad, "I'll have toast this morning." After I ate breakfast, I walked over to Bella's house and knocked on her door twice. When she came to the door, I whispered, "Good morning, are you ready for school?" She quickly answered, "I just need to grab my backpack, and I'll be ready." Once she grabbed her pink and blue backpack, we started walking to school. I told her that I'm going to tell everyone that I'm the one that has cancer. Then she looked over surprised. "I'm glad that you were going to tell everyone it is you," Bella replied. "Yeah, I figured it'd be better to tell everyone now that it is me because they will find out one way or another. I just hope that they won't be mad that I didn't tell them right away." I mumbled, "I don't think they'll be mad. I think that they'll be nice about it," Melissa replied. I walked into the front door of school and Ella walked up to me and whispered, "Is it true that you are the one that has cancer?" I looked over at Bella, and then I looked at Ella and mumbled, "Yes, I am the one that has cancer. But it doesn't make me any different than what I am." She looked surprised. She answered me in a surprised voice, "I'm so sorry. If you ever need anything, I will always be here for you." I mumbled, "Thank you, I guess." Ella looked up at me and smiled big, then walked away. After that, I realized they will take it much better than I thought they would. For the rest of the day, people were giving me looks that say, "I'm so sorry," in them. It might take a while to get used to, but it's not even close to how bad I thought it was going to be. I'm just glad everyone finally knows the truth, and now I have a big relief off my back. I didn't think it would feel this good to have people to know, but I guess it's just like I can finally talk about it.